This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, according to the Tree Council, and they should know as it was their idea, tree wardens are local volunteers who plant, protect and promote trees and woods in their communities. They act as the eyes and ears for local trees, helping to monitor tree health, support new planting projects and connect residents with local environmental authorities. So far, so good. And at a time like now, trees need all the help they can get. And there are many places in Hertfordshire with thriving tree warden schemes, like in Welwyn Garden City. Now, after a long lapse and a fair amount of campaigning by local tree enthusiasts, St Albans District Council has taken the first steps to restart its own tree warden scheme. Earlier this year, a pilot scheme was run in one area of St Albans, Cunningham Ward. That's to the south side of St Albans. The council declared this a success and is now rolling the scheme out further. Friend of the show, Anthony Helm, a Cunningham Ward resident, explains why he volunteered and became a tree warden.
Well, thanks, Amanda. I've always been interested in nature and its purposes and its beauty. I've always been a physically active person. So, since retiring quite a few years ago now, I continued my interest in getting the trees in my road replanted and re-established. And then I thought, well, there's a tree warden scheme. What's all that about? And eventually I applied and was accepted. And I've been involved over 10 years now. And I've grown in confidence and knowledge, and it's helped me stay fit.
Thank you, Anthony. I spoke to St Albans District Councillor Keith Cotton, Lead Councillor for Climate and Councillor in Cunningham Ward, where the Tree Warden pilot scheme was run. Councillor Cotton, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on Environment Matters today. So, briefly, you're Lead Councillor for the Climate at St Albans District Council, and some might say trees are a right pain in the neck, they cost too much money, take up too much space. Why do we need them, and especially in a changing climate?
Thanks, Amanda, and great to be here. Trees are strangely very contentious, it would appear, as I'm finding out in my role, having got the new tree strategy adopted. Obviously, we need to recognise the importance of trees, both for their carbon sequestration function, their biodiversity function, but also their urban cooling effect, as well as the places that they provide, the natural scape, to make the place look just beautiful. And they're suffering at the moment, which is why we need to pay particular attention to them.
Yes, indeed. So I wondered what you hoped that we can gain from an active tree warden scheme in St Albans, or I suppose indeed anywhere else.
Well, the tree warden scheme idea came out of, there used to be one here many years ago. I think it sort of fell apart during the pandemic. And one of our brilliant volunteers got in touch with me. He lives in my ward where I'm a councillor, about the importance of maybe starting it up again. And I got the idea and went through the research with the Tree Council, and it just looks like a no-brainer. I mean, it really does. Everybody feels a need to be a part of a community, and trees can be that essential linchpin that brings people together. So in Cunningham, where we started the trial, there are half a dozen or more of us now, and we're a little community. And we met up the other Monday evening with our watering cans and spent an hour pootling around in the beautiful summer's evening watering the trees of Cunningham Field. And the tree wardens basically are that extra pair of eyes. Our council tree officers can't be absolutely everywhere. So if we can be of assistance, especially with newly planted trees, they need the most help in their early years, then we can identify if extra watering is required or a watering bag needs to be installed, or if there's signs of distress or indeed disease, with the extra pair of eyes that help support our developing treescape. And the reason it's important, Amanda, is, I mean, in private households, through the Herts County Council tree giveaway scheme, last year, 12,000 trees given away. and that's 35,000 now since 2022. But on our own estate and the county council's estate, county council have planted 550 trees, and that's just in the last 3 years. And they'll see them all at the highways, on the verges. And SADC, we've planted just this year 115, and that's standard trees, the big, you know, 8 foot tall ones, and nearly 3,000 whips, and 4,000 whips planted on at the Abbey View in Verulam Park, and also with hedge planting. So there's a lot of activity going on, which means a lot of eyes are beneficial in keeping an eye on the investment that we've made in our natural environment.
Okay. And you mentioned there the pilot scheme that you've held in Cunningham Ward. Sounds like socially it's gone down very well. Any particular benefits for the trees? Anything you've been able to specifically achieve?
Yeah, we've already managed to identify trees that, I mean, in some cases there was one that had been, I think, probably run into by a delivery van, so it was on its side. So we managed to get that reported very quickly, backwatered, it's been restaked and protected, and hopefully that will survive. But there are a number of other trees that were planted, especially in this dry spell, that we've been able to go out and proactively keep alive with watering. John O'Connor do have a regular routine, but that's across the entire district, all Harpenden, Sandridge, Wheathamstead. And there's one bloke with a bowser, and he takes his time. I think it takes him about a week and a half to go around the entire district, then he starts again. So if we can help infill a bit with those activities, then all the better. Also identifying areas for new tree planting, because of it, we have an ongoing commitment. You know, some trees, sadly, when they come to the end of their life or they're dangerous in a public park, for instance, they have to come out. We replace each one. So where do we put it? Is there a better place for it? And that's where the tree wardens really come in. It really does build that community, as you say, Amanda.
Okay. So I'm interested in the watering, because watering trees is hard, isn't it? It does require a huge amount of water. So as you say, actually, you do have council contractors going around and watering. It's not just left to volunteers or tree wardens, but this is something that they supplement.
Absolutely. And I'd say to anyone who's got a tree outside their house, if you've got done your dishes and you've got your grey water in your washing up bowl, just go out and pour it on the tree. Everything helps. Yeah. You know, all about conserving water and making the use of water that we've already used for what we wanted to use it for. In terms of where we did our watering the other day, I've got half a dozen watering cans and I've got an access key to the allotments. Oh, yes. Because there are standpipes at the allotments. So we were able to go and do shuttle runs back with those half dozen watering cans. So we managed to get the whole of Cunningham Field done. There's about 50 trees in about an hour. And we wouldn't be doing that every week, but certainly when it was super duper hot, we were out. And it shows, you know, it makes a difference. We won't be able to save everyone, but if we can do our little bit to make a difference, more the better.
Yeah, indeed. So moving forward, where does the tree warden scheme go from here? Is it being rolled out throughout the whole of St Albans, or are you just taking it to a few areas first?
Absolutely, Amanda, and thank you for the opportunity to give this shout out to all of our lovely listeners to register to be a tree warden. Just to register your interest on the council's website, which is stalbans.gov.uk/tree-wardens, and you can just register and put your details in, and that comes through to the council. That will give us an idea of where people are that have registered. So we'll be able to allocate around the district, whether it's on an individual ward basis like we've done in Cunningham, or whether we do it lumping a couple of wards together like the Marshalswick, two Marshalswick wards might be logically done as one. Then we identify a coordinator, because the officers at the council, lovely though they are, don't want 100 emails coming in from 100 different people. They want a dozen coordinators focusing efforts and reporting in. Obviously, you can report any tree issues through the Report It tool on the council's website anyway. So we identify our coordinators, we identify our volunteers, get the packs ready. Amanda, I've shown you a map there.
Very detailed map here with all the trees, both along highways, but also in parks and green spaces, and then whether these trees are district council or Hertfordshire County Council, whether they're newly planted. So yes, a lot of detail provided there on a very careful map, which would be very useful if you were looking after trees, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So we get those maps printed up for the individual areas that tree wardens are going to be operating in. We get packs developed with all the training and contact details in, and schedules of suggested works for different times of the year. And then, of course, we all get together for a big training event, like we did last November when we started Cunningham. And that was held at the chamber, in the main chamber. And we had lunch, and a speaker, guest speakers from Sam Village from the Tree Council came and was really motivational. And obviously we went through the online mapping tool that we used. The maps are a printed example, but they're all online available anyway. And then coordinators get individual email addresses for the volunteers, and you set up as an independent ward tree warden scheme. Obviously, we will be having an annual get together to share best practice and iron out any issues. But I think we've got the process pretty much bang on now, so we are now in a position to roll it out across the entire district.
Okay, and how about the parishes, the villages there as well, or? Not at the moment.
They will be contacted. I had a meeting with our tree officers yesterday. An email will be going out to all ward councillors, which will, of course, cover the parish areas as well, to ask them to spread it through their networks. And I'm hoping that if any of our councillors are listening, that you will forward it on to the parish council networks in your areas, just to get as many people as possible registered. At that point, we'll have the best chance of getting the broadest coverage we possibly can.
Right. OK, then. So I'm just thinking, you've said that there is some training, but if we think that, I'd quite like to do something for trees, but I don't really know much about them, is that a problem?
No experience is required at all.
Right, OK. And how about physical ability? Somebody might be concerned about trees and would be good at being eyes and ears, but might not be very good about carrying lots of watering cans and things. Would that be OK?
Yeah, absolutely fine. There's no barrier. Whatever you feel able to contribute will be absolutely fantastic. My mobility isn't great, but I can manage to get around.
Yes.
But I do what I can do, and our other volunteers have different abilities as well. But we all just work in together. And as I say, it's a lovely community experience.
Sounds really good. And being able to do anything to help our trees, particularly in the biodiversity and climate crisis in which we find ourselves, I think would be very good. So I just wondered whether you'd found inspiration from any other tree warden schemes that you might have heard about around the country.
I think that every area is different, and you really do need to focus on the specific nature and type of your own environment. And there'll be different environments within St Albans District. City and district. So the centre of town, St Peter's, doesn't have that many trees, but they are very prone because they are kind of in the highways largely. And if you can imagine a highways tree and a tree in a field, a tree in a field has got all of the area around for the water to go through the soil, tree roots absorb the water. Whereas a highways tree, normally it's got a road one side and a pavement the other side. So there's much lower exposure to rain. So they're much more liable to distress, and that would be the case in central and the centre part of town. Whereas out in Cunningham, we've got a mix of some highways trees, but also a lot of green open spaces. So I didn't take particular inspiration. It's just being aware of the specific nature of your own environment and tailoring the scheme to fit. But there's a lot of information. I gave most of the kind of structure and background to this came from the Tree Council. Their National Tree Warden scheme is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're formally a part of that as well.
Fantastic. That's good to know. And just finally, so we recently heard there's a national report saying that their St Thomas, luckily, does have above average percentage of tree cover. But actually, even within our district, there are areas that don't have as many trees. So would you be looking for tree wardens within those areas, areas where there's actually not many trees? Would you be able to help them to improve tree cover in those more deprived areas?
Absolutely. And if there are areas and people look out and think we don't have enough trees, then please join the tree warden party, because it is only with your eyes and ears that you can identify spots of opportunities for planting. And we would actively support that. We have to realise that we have a limited resource in terms of officers at the council, and they're very good, very professional, arboriculturally trained officers, but there's only a few of them. So we need to be kind of extra pairs of eyes and ears to help them with planning for new planting. And if it can't be a specific tree, then we can certainly look at hedging, which is another great way of improving biodiversity in any area.
Yeah. Indeed. So that you should be able to, with the help of new tree wardens, green up even areas that are currently...
Even those areas, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Good to hear. Councillor Cotton, thank you so much for joining me today.
A pleasure, Amanda. Thank you.
I was talking there to climate lead for St Albans District Council, Councillor Keith Cotton. And let's have a few final words from tree warden Anthony Helm.
Well, Amanda, just to sum up, St Albans has recently been cited as one of the few areas in the country that has really good tree cover. We know this. We have great parks and we have long tree corridors extending into neighbouring areas. However, there are areas where no trees grow. We need to even this up. Trees are not only beautiful, but they are our life support and our health services, rolled into one, and at very little cost, really. Let's do more. And as tree wardens, we can help in this. Thanks.
Many thanks, Anthony. Now, of course, I will pop a link to the St Albans Tree Warden Scheme so that you can volunteer into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com, where I will also put a link to the Arboricultural Association's guide to watering young trees, like those that the council plants along grass verges in our towns, so that you can see how best to help these vulnerable but really important trees. And they've also got a ready-to-print tag to encourage others to help with tree watering too. So perhaps you already volunteer as a tree warden elsewhere in Hertfordshire, or perhaps you would like to volunteer as a tree warden, but no scheme yet exists near you. Well, I'd love to hear about your experience. Do get in touch. Drop me an email on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.